All right, it's my pleasure to wrap the Parmes in your arms and send us off with this brief summary before we have an open full group discussion. So hold your thoughts and your feelings from your small group discussions. So really, in closing, the Parmes offer a how to live a life with skill and care, as Lisa also added, without causing harm. One teacher said the Parmes are specifically designed to take in the world with us. Wachimaya Roshi says anyone who directs their attention, their life to the practicing of the way of the life of the Buddha is a bodhisattva. Simply stated, he said, bodhisattvas have a loving mind, a mind wishing for others' welfare. Bodhi meaning enlightenment and sattva meaning one who has the courage, confidence, and who strives to attain enlightenment for all beings. Summarizing one description, the internal qualities of resolve, energy, patience, strengthen our connection with the world so that people, places, and things and situations we encounter are grounds for generosity, ethical conduct, truthfulness, and a desire to let go of the ego's wanting mind and resisting mind. And all of these qualities grow with the understanding of the impermanent, impersonal, an imperfect nature of life that we all share. And if we didn't resist the world and what was going on, these qualities would be the ones that would arise. And they're descriptive of people who are no longer reactive, called the Arahant, a fully alive being who does not cling to anything in the world. Not clinging to anything in the world is not. What's the word when you don't care? It's anything but, it's everything love is. It's the face of love. It looks like detachment and not caring or giving a damn. Like it doesn't affect you, but that's not true. The Parmes do not mean a face of passivity. They're actively engaging in the world without the mental pain, without clinging to ideas, views, sensual pleasures, and the boundless courses of action to take. Means, the mind getting busy with all of that. So can you imagine taking it to the streets with this power, without the hate or the attachment to outcomes or other? The Parmes offer courage to be present in life with a brave heart. I'm thinking of Thich Nhat Hanh. Whenever we are awake to an experience, we can bring attention to our state of mind, attitude, and behavior around the experience and ask, are we in line with the Parmes? Which ones can we act on, try out, and which ones are we blocking? We can feel the contraction and see what it's revealing to us and where we might let go. So this is a training. We're truthful and we start where we are. So what can we do? So as we cultivate these heart qualities in our daily life, remember they grow in difficulty. So we don't have to be perfect. We can and need to make mistakes. So you've spent this whole day with us. Think of one right now you want to work on for the use as a portal this week or month, and know that the others are going to be there. So don't worry. So pick one that already feels strong or weak, or one that you dismiss, like, oh, got that down. I don't steal, because that could open a whole new world like it did for me. So sit quietly for a second and reflect in earnest, if you haven't already, about one that you want to practice with. So here are some ways of practicing with the paramis. So we've mentioned this before. Pay attention with intention. Purposely set an intention to see a parami in your life. And just leave it at that. Let life do you. You don't have to figure it out. But you might want to consider what you have to let go of to see it and feel it. We've mentioned this before too. Experience the opposite or what vexes development of the parami. For instance, notice when you're impatient or don't feel like giving, or when you want to tell something, someone how wrong they are. Or in the act, can you stop and catch yourself? Pause, locate the feeling or urge you have just acted on in the body through that you've acted on, and feel it in the body, a tightness, a stiffness, or a lack of breath, full breath. And name it. This is what impatience feels like, or craving feels like this. Attachment feels like this. Aversion, hatred feels like this. Let go and see what remains. And this goes back to Gene, G-E-N-E. Recognize your goodness. When you notice a parami quality arising, name it. This is what kindness feels like. Giving feels like this. The absolute joy of your goodness can be alive in you without indulging. It's not vanity. We're rewiring the brain. What fires together wires together. Wisdom and compassion are two wings of the Dharma, equally so. They belong to us. Practice letting go by putting down the need to rush, win, blame, perfect, protect, fix, or flee. Tune in to, and so, you know, this might be like, oh, she's repeating herself, but sometimes the words are necessary to be heard in a different way, and then they click. So tune in again to an initial physical sensation, a mental feeling or thought. And what remains when we put down that reactive need or that fleeing that our thinking sometimes does? How does it feel? What's really going on in the heart? How can we bring more vulnerability and honesty to our lives, to our interactions? So everything is Dharma, including dishonesty and harsh words. But these paramis are not a cognitive exploration, really, says Craig Haas, but are about releasing fear and opening access to our hearts. Our baseline changes, he said. We're more confident. Our nervous system grows calmer. Another practice suggestion, go to zero. Do less. The mind says plan, don't plan. The mind says clean up, don't clean up. The mind says defend, don't defend. Don't respond. What happens when we don't add anything to this moment? Can we just stand near everything, people, places, things, situations, with a balance of heart and mind, and just notice what's rising? Another one, love no matter what. So if you were 90 years old right now, what would you tell yourself? What would you tell yourself to let go of, you know, and pay attention to? Let the world touch you. Be intimate with the 10,000 things, the joys and the sorrows, all one heart. Navigate with non-harm, but start with yourself. And reflect on the four needs of the heart. Attention, affection, appreciation, and acceptance. The Paramis give us courage to live in an uncertain world, not intellectually, but with intentionality, grace, and faith. And when we do this, we're planting the seeds. I'll end it on a note of faith. Where the practice is going is none of our business, says teacher Narayan Liebenson. Our job is to look at the mind, be interested in what it's producing, and look upon what we see with kindness. So relax, observe, have faith that whatever is happening now in our lives is enough. The next moment is not going to make it better. Can we let life unfold as it is in its own timing and manner? So the Buddhist texts remind us to remember the rhythms of life that we were born into, return to them, live with the kind of dignity and presence that is your birthright. Our job is to stay in the dance, even as we stumble. And when we realign the mind with the heart and move into the dance again, well, said another way, when we fall into the potholes, notice the teaching, climb out, and begin again. Okay, so I'll close with a poem by Mark Nepo. Nepo? I'm sorry. Called The Moment of Poetry. When the sweet ache of being alive lodged between who you are and who you will be is awakened, befriend this moment. It will guide you. Its sweetness is what holds you. Its ache is what moves you on.